Welcome to the Can We Be Frank Show here on Universal Collective Network with your host and crew, Selena Tavares, two old ladies on the couch, and the truck driver.
Yep.
Hello.
I'm in.
All right. Now, tonight's show is going to be a little bit different because I got Mom's in Baton Rouge. She's working the control board. I don't even know if she can hear us. One of the old ladies on the couch. It might just be us. I don't even know what I want to title the show. But I'm going to call it Back to Black. Now, I'm at my grandma's house, and I'm going to be in and out, so you might have to be my co-host tonight, because I got to go run in there and check on my grandma every once in a while. You. You do a pretty good job
God.
Holding it down anyway.
Oh, my God, look
at you. I can do another night without having a show. It's already Wednesday. You know, tomorrow's our weekend wrap up, and we don't do a show on Friday, so I had to get in one show to, at least.
Yeah. Well.
Well, hopefully,
you know,
it's
hard to fade to black when you got a lot of black folks want to be white.
Well, I was going to say back to black, but Fade to Black sounds a little bit better. I like that idea.
Yeah. You know, when they try, when they got a strong objective to be white, it's kind of hard.
He said a strong objective to be white. All right,
yeah.
Fade to Black.
Not hard.
All right. I sure wish Mama could be here. But she here. She's working the board. She don't want to let everybody in and out the cars. Okay. I don't even what season. What is it? Season 5? I don't even know what season it is. Season 5 episode. We're going to call this episode 8. Yeah, there we go. We just be guessing sometimes. All right, we're about to go live in just a second here. And then, like I said, I'm gonna be in and out, so I'm gonna probably set you up with a good topic, and I'm gonna let you run it, and then I'm gonna have to come in and out. But we had to do a show. We had to do a show tonight. All right, here we go. We're going live in 3, 2, all right, y'all. We're reporting live from the bunker. We're in an undisclosed location, but the Can We Be Frank show just had to go on. And tonight is a good night. We have a lot of great news to report. Our gracious host is working the switchboard all the way from Baton Rouge. I'm in an undisclosed location somewhere in Central Louisiana. We have who's in an undisclosed location, and two of our old ladies on the couch, as soon as they get in, I'm pretty sure our gracious host put them in. But tonight's show is titled To Black. And if you know anything about being black, you don't got no choice. Mr. Truck Driver, how you doing?
I'm doing all right tonight. I'm doing all right.
Doing all right. Yesterday, I don't know if you heard about yesterday's vote. They had to vote on at the school. We got a lot going on over here. We had to vote at the school board yesterday pertaining to closing Arthur F. Smith, or not just closing Arthur F. Smith, but the quote-unquote different resolutions that could possibly go along with repairing or not repairing Arthur F. Smith. And 8-1, that's unanimous, 8-1, they voted to, the school board voted, moved to actually set up something where the school can be repaired. It's going to cost right around $2 million. $2.5 million or something like that, which I think is pretty cheap when you're considering that this is an entire educational facility. Let's see. And I was more focused, you know, me, I got to focus on the other side of things. I was more focused on the one. I know it was 8-1, but I was looking at the one.
You know what that means?
The one.
We got to get the job. Got to vote you out of there. You don't care about the kids.
Man. You honestly didn't want anybody to help fix or repair a black school, is what you're telling me.
Yeah, and you got to think about it. Dude, is that the person that hired the dog to come in there and close down the black schools?
Oh,
Lord. Hired the hound dog.
Now you're digging too deep, brother. You're digging too deep.
Yes,
also, in the vein of what we do here at Universal Collective Network and on the Can We Be Frank show, in the spirit of what we do here, I want to say rest in peace to a wonderful brother that was educating the people and was taken away from us because he was on the verge of whatever people feel about Dr. Sebi or whatever you guys want to feel about him personally. What I want to say is any black man on information, even me, myself, even the truck, start doing these shows from undisclosed locations. And we're not going to be reporting where we're going to pop up at. You just never know where we're going to be at. We'll be there. Maybe. And, you know, because, you know, when you're speaking truth, they want to take you down. And that's what the brother was doing. Speaking truth, the boy brought up a whole block. The things that we talk about on this show, he was already doing it, which goes to show you that we're behind. So, but, like I said, you know, they took the brother out, and a lot of people were screaming Illuminati. A lot of people were saying that it was a hit, which I personally feel it was a hit. It was a hit. They took him out. They did it on purpose. They did it with a purpose. And, you know, whatever the story, the outcome may emerge to be, you know, I just want to take a couple seconds to send our condolences to our family in California. Oh, actually all over the world, all over the nation, were being oppressed in different parts and pockets of the United States, especially here in the South, where they're purposely, I call it organized oppression. That's what I call it. We got organized. It's not slavery, it's organized oppression. But, yeah, I just want to take a moment to say that. What else is on the agenda?
Now you changed the name Organized Depression, right? And you know what?
Yeah.
Just like plantation homes, they call them antebellum homes right now. Like antebellum homes and plantation, still the same thing. It's still the same thing.
It's all the same thing.
It's all the same
thing. You know what I'm going to do? Right now I'm broadcasting from my private page, but I'm going to give our new friends over at follow me, guys, if you're watching this live stream right now. I'm going to end this live stream, and I'm going to take it on over to Universal Collective Network. Leave. Yeah, we're going to do this from Universal, because that's what we normally do. I got to stick to the script. See, I tried to change it up. That ain't cool. Live. I wish I could have been in that room last night, though, because them people was mad.
Well, here's, I applaud the people for standing up from not letting the school, you know, for the, you know, the cleaning of the school, but not the same energy that you put into that need to be the same energy that you should put into getting the grades up at the school.
They were doing pretty good. They were on the incline. Welcome, everybody, to the Universe Collective Network show. We probably present to you the Can We Be Frank show, season 5, episode 8. This one's called Fade to Black. Whoever is live, you guys, your comments and questions are open. The call-in line is open. That's 347-677-174. 347-677-1749. We're doing our Fade to Black Season 5, Episode 8. So Fade to Black is a little bit about really Fade to Black. You already are black, and that's the problem. And, you know, we were talking about what was going on with the school board last night. And like I said, we were talking about the that needs to be maintained about keeping these grades up. I wanted to point out something that spoke up loud last night. I wasn't there, but I watched the live stream. And they said, you know, it's awfully convenient that y'all want to talk about closing down the school during testing time. And the kids are so distracted, they're worried about whether school to come to next year. And I thought that was kind of poignant because there's a lot of underhanded stuff that goes on in the city of Alexandria. And, you know, especially around here. And if you notice, oh, you know what else I want to talk about? Our friend, the serial arsonist. I don't know who he is or what his motivation is, but he needs to stop burning stuff down around Alexandria.
Huh?
There's a guy burning stuff down around. Yeah.
Yeah, but it's too, you got to look at the owners of the stuff. And sometimes you might find out the problems. You know, look at the owners.
You want to know where I feel this is going? You remember what they used to do to black people in the old days when they didn't like you in their town?
Yeah.
That's what it put me in mind of.
It started when Jeff Hall got in office.
Yeah. No, it started a little bit before Jockey left office.
Yeah, but you gotta find at least twice a week, not on it.
I'm telling you, look at the locations.
You see, so you know, it's dangerous, but I mean, you also got homeless people too that stay in some of these places.
Yeah, but you know, I mean, we've had homeless people for years, and all of a sudden they're starting to burn stuff down.
I understand that too, but you know.
And then if I'm homeless, why would I burn down a perfectly good home, even if it is abandoned?
Yeah. You know, it's some stuff going on with that, and you know, it might be for insurance money. I don't know, but you know.
I know is that a lot of places is catching on fire. And at first, you know, last year this time, they wanted to blame, what was it, the heat.
Yeah.
The heat was making houses combust. But, I mean, we're getting our second winter here in March, so there ain't no excuse.
Yeah.
We don't got no excuse. Somebody burn out. We got a serial arsonist here in Alexandria. Looking forward to it.
I hope they find him. That's dangerous.
I hope they find them too. And you know, what it puts me in the mind of is a Scooby-Doo episode where they actually got away with it if it wasn't for you meddling kids.
You know, back to the school board deal, you know, the black people, they should see now that we are powerful and we can do stuff if we stick together.
I hope that was the big takeaway from all this.
You know, now think about it. Hey, I'm Mr. Iranian. We don't want you in this neighborhood no more. Can't sell the stuff that's good for us, as vegetables and good fruits and stuff like that. We need to get you out of here.
Mm-hmm.
It could be done. It could be done because the numbers are more important than anything. When you ain't got nobody buying nothing, they're going to leave eventually.
They're gonna leave.
You know, so with that being said, now once again, that's the black agenda. Don't give me nothing that you want. You see.
Now I do want to say this too. Alexandria, I came across Alexandria's mayor's office, and they had a post in regards to what they were seeking to do to bring new energy and new businesses downtown. And they had a couple of pictures, of sketches of what could be here in Alexandria. Now, you know us, we're going to dive a little bit deeper and look at the pictures as for what they are. And, I'm not going to say that it's like that. Also, oh, yeah, yeah. So, let's find out what happened at the city council meeting last night. A good friend of ours, and a friend of the show, and a friend of our movement, Joe Fuller, got voted in as the new vice president of the city council. So now you got Joe Fuller as vice president, Jules Green as the president, Ronald DeJoie as Mr. Lauverdane's interim replacement. You've got Mr. Gerber Porter, who's also a great friend to the show and to what we're doing. These four gentlemen are doing great things and have great things planned for the city of Alexandria. I've talked to them personally. I am fully on board with what they want to do. So that is great news. Joe Fuller got voted in last night as the vice president of the Alexandria City Council after years on the job.
Now, ask this question. When they had the city meet that school board, did they have the metal detectors out then?
They kind of figured we shouldn't do that twice.
So the first time was like, well, hey, we know we got a bunch of people of color coming, so we got to use this.
That shows us a sign
of blatant disrespect. What I mean by that, if a bunch of people that are not colored, or not white, I mean not black, get together, you don't have no stuff like that then. But all of a sudden that we finna get together and stand behind one of our own, you put a metal detector there? So are you saying that we can't trust it, or are y'all scared of what's going on?
Look, man, you could paint that picture however you want to paint it. When you put nigga, I don't mean to say that. When people have a common purpose and you put them all in one place, mind you, the more disrespectful part about that is that majority of those people that were in that overflow area were students. They were still in their school uniforms.
And students are?
No, we're not going to do this.
And the parents
students of Arthur
Smith. And the parents of the students are?
Oh, no, they are residents of the area within and surrounding Arthur Smith.
Yeah.
They are the parents.
But they're not black, though. But they're not black.
Mm-hmm. I'm not going to say that. I'm not going to go there with you, Mr. Truck Driver.
Okay. You know, that's blatant disrespect right there, you know. And we see it. That's why whoever done that, they need to come out their paycheck. And they need to come out their paycheck. You want to do all this here? Let's get out the paycheck. You that worried. You don't have it when you got the city council meet. You got a whole bunch of men up there people don't like, and you don't have them. So, you mean tell me, their lives are not worth nothing?
Let me tell you a little bit about what I got on the screen here. It's an artist rendition of what Alexandria could be. And guess what they have in the downtown area? What's this on the corner of? I can't call it. It's on the corner. It's in the middle of downtown. I'll just say that. It's around the corner from looks like it's close to the courthouse. Can't call this corner. I can't remember what it's called. But they got a Market Fresh Produce place in the middle of downtown. Now, we got an artist rendition of this. I have not yet, okay. From what I'm seeing here, this is a marketing ploy done by the, and you know what, guys, I'm going to tell you this too. Just because you might think that one thing happened in our favor, that does not mean that we're going to stop doing what we're doing. And we're not going to start calling things for what they really are. Now, you're sending this information out to various business owners And throughout this whole entire little portrait, it's a handmade portrait. Somebody, well, it's an artist's rendition. There's a steakhouse in front of the Weiss and Gold Ring Tower. It looks really nice. I'm not going to lie. Looks really nice. But there's no black people in the picture. There's not a black person. Did you see this?
You know the whole thing they doing? You know this, that farmer's market they got up there on the highway, like going towards the town on that plantation? They're going to put all that stuff, instead of having it down there, they're going to move it to the city. That's all they doing.
I'm showing my family here, but it's an artist's rendition of what Alexandria could be like. And then we have the Market Fresh Produce right here on the corner of, I don't know, it's downtown somewhere.
Who did that?
I don't know, but they didn't draw any black people in the picture.
Of course not.
No.
I wasn't going to point that out at first. I really wasn't going to point that. I wasn't going to go there. But, I mean, it's kind of blatant. I don't know, man. Maybe I'm looking
Sometimes you got to call it what it is. And it's here what it is. You mean tell me black folks are the ones that in Alexandria?
No, we don't need the Market Fresh Produce. That needs to be downtown instead of down lower third where they don't have a grocery store, period.
Thank you.
But, maybe that's just me. I'm not saying anything other than what we can see in the picture. That's it. Oh, and the guy of the name of the person, that the number, the one out of everybody else, the one, his name was Keith Brazel, Kenneth Brazel, Brazel. He's the representative for District G. And you guys, I don't know what District G is. Where's District G? Anybody know? No, nobody knows.
Well, he need his job to be voted out. He don't care about the poor little Negroes over there at Ardell Smith. So the best way to talk to him is, guess what? Don't talk to him. Vote him out.
The thing about it was that he ran on an economics space and during his campaign. He's been in there since 2010. I wonder how long this mold's been at Arthur F. Smith.
And you need to hurt his pockets right about now. You can't get in there no more, buddy. You're fired. You are the weakest link. Goodbye.
Hold on.
Agnes, y'all there? Ms. McCall, did you check and see Ms. Valma and Agnes in the room? In the green room? If you can hear me.
Well, I'm not in control of the green room tonight. I'm sorry, I had to step back. I'm not in control of the green room this evening. I can't even see the green room. I wish I could.
I was asking Ms. McCall, could she see it? If she can hear me.
Mama, if you're over there, see, she can't call in and control the green room at the same time. She's not, I don't even think she can listen to the show. I'm not sure if she can or not. But I wish she could. I got her laptop, I got the tablet. She took off without taking the laptop with her, so we just make it do what we got. And I think we got one viewer. You know, Facebook always tell us we only got one viewer. We go back and look at the numbers, and we be having 45, 50, 75 people watching the show.
Yeah.
And the whole time, Facebook telling us there's only one person. But I'll share this a little bit. You guys, if you like the show and the content, please like and share. And don't hesitate to call in. Like I said, the call-in line is 347-677-1749. Again, that's 347-677-1749. Call in, join the conversation. We're only, wait a minute. She commented on our video. What is going on? Wait, Where is she at?
Mom?
Yeah, hold on. She commented on the old video. Hey, I am here with the two old ladies that's not here. Okay. Oh, yeah, she's on the other video. Yeah, Mom, I need you to jump in on the one over here on UCN. I'll send you a link.
But as far as that guy don't give a damn about those kids, he need his job taken.
He needs both his. I say he can do all that from the house.
Yeah.
And I also made a comment, and you know I make my comments on my own. I don't subscribe to anybody's one line of thinking because if it don't sound right, it just don't sound right. But I said that whatever private interest he was protecting by not funding $2 million, which I know they spend way more than $2 million at Ash. I know. Okay, there she is. I know for a fact that they spent more than $2 million around Rapides Parish. You're dealing with a mold infestation issue, a mildew infestation issue, and you don't want to clean it up. Now, mind you, even if they demolished the building, the mold would still be there because a mold is a fungus. And just because you put a whole bunch of bricks and crumble stuff around it, that doesn't mean that the fungus goes away. Now it's just in the air if you don't properly take care of it. So, I don't know. $2 million just sounds pretty cheap for me. I don't know.
Yeah, that's the same, boy. That's the same. I still say hurt his pockets.
Hurt him right in
the pockets? Huh?
Hurt him right in the pockets.
No, District G, whatever that guy is.
District G, Kenneth Brazel. Whatever his name
is. I wonder, is he the one responsible for the hound dog being brought to Alexandria then?
I don't believe it was just one person. I believe that a couple of those people on that school board saw the amount of people that showed up. And I believe that the structure that was running Alexandria, this power structure that was doing the underhanded stuff in Alexandria, I think they're spooked to shit right now.
Yeah.
I think they're spooked as hell. And they
the Bible got a story about Paul. And when he say when they finna get it, they finna get it stone Stephen. Paul said, or Saul at the time said, let me hold y'all coats. See, he didn't do nothing about it. He just a coat holder. And see, that's what's
right.
Going on with the people in the school board office. They let that man do the dirty work, and they just coat holders. They're not gonna say nothing about
yeah.
it. They're trying to let them shut all the school down, but let me hold your coat. You see, and
who does it? Who does these things? Who does not have the people's best interest at heart? Who are these?
Kids.
Who are these people? These charlatans.
Kids.
Whatever his name is. They call him Buzz Buzz. Buzz Lightyear is from Charles Park, which is majority white. That's District G.
You see? Kids.
Now, what schools are located in Charles Park?
That's for Brame and stuff like that. That's where all those schools go to. Nackman, Brame, and all that.
And is it Ash in that area?
Yeah, it should be, yeah. I'm thinking.
Yeah. If anybody, like I said, 347-677-1749, you guys join in the conversation, do not hesitate. That's 347-677-1749. Please join in the conversation. We're talking about District G's representative at the school board being the lone person that was holding out on a vote to help Arthur F. Smith get back to where it used to be. As far as environmentally, we're not talking standard-wise, we're not talking education-wise, we're just talking about environmentally where the kids don't have to worry about dying from mold in the building while they're trying to learn. And what really sucks, I'm going to point this out too, what really sucks is the fact that that it took that to get them to realize that schools in black neighborhoods are important. It took 2 days of protesting and kids missing class. It took 700 black people pulling up to the school board meeting. It took 6 people, 7 people, 12 people giving speeches about why you should not touch Arthur F. Smith. It took all that just to get mold out of a school.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
I'm just saying.
But that goes straight to what they think about black folks. And look, I didn't want to believe in the black agenda while I was believing in it, but I was on the fence. But
I heard you a couple of times. I wasn't able to call into the show. I was like, look at old truck driver talking about you on the fence about the black agenda. You better get on board because they fighting against
it. I have no choice now because I see what's going on. You know, and the part about it is they wouldn't do this at ass. You know, them kids, if they have portable buildings and set on the football field, and they'll be cleaning out their school if it was ass.
Let me tell you something. When they rebuilt Pineville, High School, they had buildings for each classroom.
Yeah.
And that's a full redo of a school.
Mm-hmm.
But Arthur F. Smith can't get that.
No.
They wanted to argue semantics about whether or not it was cost effective or not. Y'all don't ever talk about how much anything is going to cost when it comes to other schools to get fixed. But now you guys want to bring up what's budgetarily or fiscally possible? That was a slap in the face.
And you got $26 million on hold already.
There should be grants from the EPA that's available to update schools to make sure there's no mold in it. But you guys probably don't want that because then you'd have to show what you're doing with the – okay. You'd
uh-huh.
have to show what you're doing with all your money in order to get that grant. So you definitely don't want to do that. We don't want nobody digging in the books.
Yeah. You got the money. You don't want to pay the teachers.
No. Let me tell you what they did, and you probably know about this already. What they did was – they took a vote. God help me. They took a vote to raise the salary of the administration, the people above the teachers.
So, Phil ain't got to do all the work, but the master get paid for it. You got to be out of your damn mind.
No, the master gets a raise for it.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. You get the reward.
And so, no, y'all.
But that's Alexandria's fault because the teachers are scared to march, protest.
Well, I think they know what a protest. That was a lot of negativity that was shed on the city of Alexandria, or not the city of Alexandria, but the Rapides Parish School Board. That was a lot of negative light.
Mm-hmm.
They had to respond in a manner in which, you know, was favorable, at least to the degree of if you didn't do this right, you were going to screw it up.
Yeah, we got to make it like a point.
Yeah, and you were going to have a full scale riot on your hands if you did it wrong. And like I said, I'm thankful now. Because we're entering into a time in history, especially here in Alexandria, where people aren't taking the shit no more. They're not. We're not accepting second-rate anything. You can't just give us... You can't go around giving us chitlins anymore. We ain't gonna eat the pig tails and the pig ears and the hog snout no more. Matter of fact, we're trying to get off pork, period. taxes is really better, healthier for you if you're not on the pork. I'm still on the pork. I'm trying to work on it, y'all. Don't judge me. I like bacon. But, you know, I'm trying to get off the pork slowly but surely. But they don't want to see, they got a small taste of what it looked like to see black people united in Alexandria. They got a small little taste. And it scared the shit out of them.
Now,
and I'm happy it did.
Now we need to do the same thing with minimum wage raised up.
Well, I'm glad you helped me segue over to there. Because let's go ahead and take a look at the... I'm currently participating in a campaign called Unleash Local. I'm going to take you over there. Unleash Local. And I'll tell you a little bit about it. Let's see. I can summarize it in so many words. All right, so basically Unleash Local is about, since 1997, the state legislature has attempted 22 times to raise the minimum wage and has failed every time. Every time. Louisiana has the highest child poverty rate in the USA. New Orleans does not have the power to set their own minimum wage. That goes for every city, in every town, in every parish in Louisiana. We do not have the ability to set the minimum wage locally. For minimum wage to paid sick days and beyond, we need to stop state overreach, encourage local democracy, and pass policies that let our communities thrive. And join us for the rally on the second line to lunch. Oh, New Orleans, they're doing the second line to their city hall on their meeting because basically what we're doing is we're getting in touch with our local leaders, and I'm talking elected officials. We're getting in touch with our elected officials, and we're getting them to participate in finding out. And, you know, there's nothing worse than having an elected official and you walk up to them and tell them that they're not allowed to do something. And I think that's really what this is about at this point, because you can walk up to any local elected official, and that goes for anybody listening all around Louisiana. You can go to any one of them and say, you know what you can't do? You can't raise the minimum wage. And a lot of them don't even know that they can't, because it's never been talked about. It's never been conversed about. And, yeah, they can't raise minimum wage. Where am I in this picture? I'm in this picture somewhere. We went to Baton Rouge, and I swear it was a beautiful thing to see all those people there. Let's see if I can see the top of my head here. I was over here in this area. I was standing next to this lady. But I'm in here somewhere. So basically, we did the math the other week when we were on the show live, 725 times 80. You guys can do that on your own if you want to. I can tell you that it's not enough. You get that times two because you work 80 hours in a paycheck, and you do that twice a month, which is every 2 weeks. So what it really comes out to being is like somewhere around $860 a month that you have access to. And we just attended a meeting here with the Mid-State Housing Alliance. They had a meeting, what was that, Monday? I got my days mixed up. But we had a meeting here recently, and we discovered that the median range for rent in the state of Louisiana is $729 statewide. So if you're making $860 a month and $729 of it goes to your rent, well, you guys do the math.
And you living on candlelight. You really feel romantic on candlelight down the stairs. You can't turn on the lights.
You better not turn on no lights. Oh, there I am. I'm right there. That's me. Hold on, let me zoom in. Yeah, that's me with the mohawk and the dreads and the jacket. Yeah, that's me. So, yeah, I was there. We went to Baton Rouge. It really was enlightening. It was informative. It was a lot. So here locally, we're going to be launching on tentatively it's the 16th, which is the next city council meeting. There will be a small rally, I think, leading up to that. We're going to try to get one started next week, just as quickly as we organized around Arthur F. Smith. We're going to start organizing around other issues so they completely understand what it is that the Black agenda entails. And this isn't just about the Black agenda. This is one of those things that is inclusive for everybody that's broke. But this this affects heavily the black people because they're always giving us these low-end jobs. Like, we got to go in and beg for a job at McDonald's, basically. Or you got to know somebody that knows somebody that knows something about it, like Trick Daddy said. You got to know somebody to get anywhere, to get a job, or get any, you know. So in order to circumvent all that, why not just raise the minimum wage? And I believe they're shooting for like 12 or 13 or maybe even $15 an hour. Because if they're going to say no, we might as well shoot for the moon, right? Might as well shoot up to 25 an hour. But they're saying that this will greatly impact people that are already making above minimum wage, which is fine. So basically you're making slaves out of the slaves. Or you're making them, you're slaving them even more because you're telling them that $10 an hour is okay. You know, that's a raise. That's a come up when you're making $10 an hour. And you're going to be doing better than all the people that are making $7.25. And then you're going to tell me that your local legislation, your city council, can't dictate or can't tell us what to pay you because they're not allowed to. Because of preemption laws that are put in place. The preemption laws are put in place, from what I understand, is to protect the interest of the businesses in Louisiana. Intrastate commerce, which is commerce within the state, to keep the cost low. Now, I don't know how much you know how much Will Martin, which is interstate commerce, how much they are raking in every year or how much they actually own in Louisiana. I don't know if you know how many of these franchises that are restaurants that mainly Black people work at, how much they rake in every year. And the reason that they want to control the economy to the degree of keeping the minimum wage where it's at is so they can continue making money hand over fist, because that'll be a problem.
You know what they need to do? In order to put the Senate and the House or whatever it is down in Ellington, Baton Rouge, to understand, I think they need to live off $7.25 an hour. And then what they see, what the hell people got to do to make it. And see, if you ain't never been there, you really don't know what it is, so it really don't bother you.
You can't relate.
You see.
You can't relate.
You can't relate. You see, because the head is far from the body now. But if you let the head understand what's going on, oh, man, well, hold up, man. Them people really need $7.25 an hour. You see, because,
now,
I mean, they really don't need.
Unleash Local isn't just local. It might be named local. But this is Unleash Alexandria, Baton Rouge, Lafayette, Lake Charles, Monroe, New Orleans, Shreveport. All the major cities in Louisiana all have small factions for this Unleash program. And if you want to become a part of it, which I completely advise you, I don't care if you're making $30 an hour, you shouldn't be okay with people making $7.25.
Yeah. Like I say, the people in office, if they don't vote for it, hey. I know how to get you out of here. Boom,
okay.
Let me pull up the voting record.
I think what really needs to happen is 725 is 160 hours monthly is $1,160. Rent is $729. That'll leave you with $431 to pay the rest of your bills, and you did those numbers without adding in the taxes.
Yeah.
So you're paying about, what, $200, $250 a month in taxes working at 725. So you take off half of the 431, and that's what you have left. And that's to pay the utility bills. That's to pay your car note. That's to pay your insurance. That's to pay your health insurance. That's to take care of all your other expenditures, if you will.
No, you ain't got to pay all the insurance. We don't make that much money. You get Obamacare. That kind of money.
No, you don't. You know why you don't? Because you have a full-time job.
Yeah, but I'll tell you how many kids you got.
Well,
you know,
okay, so what if you're single? What if you're just a married couple with no kids? And both of y'all busting out behind.
Yeah, somebody should have insurance.
And then on top of that, you got to add in food. This is without eating.
Yeah. Now wash the car, now wash the clothes and everything. Look, it ain't going to be a whole lot of stuff on that.
I don't make enough money to wash my clothes at the end. Every, I can't. But hey, guess what we got in our black neighborhoods? Guess what we got? We got check cashing places.
Yeah.
We got check cashing places. We got the what do you call that? The cash advances, the loans.
Payday loans. Yeah.
We got payday loans, and we know you got a job.
Mm-hmm. Well, either you got a job, or you go use the first check. Get this disability check. She's about the first check. I didn't mean it like that.
Seems like they're setting up black people to fail. That's literally saying no matter how hard you work, black person, you need a job. This is our counterparts talking down to us. Y'all don't work anyway. Y'all need to have a job. And then you go get a job, and you work your ass off, and you get that little bitty ass $860 a month for a paycheck, and they still look down on you because so it's old
they
now.
Can.
That whole thing is like I said, I'm involved with Unleashed Local. If you want to get to know more about it, like I said, we'll be organizing here in Alexandria. We've already had our initial meeting here, and like I said, we're launching. Each one of those cities that I named, they're all responsible for their own launch. Now, we did the one at the state capitol on the steps of the state capitol in Baton Rouge. So we had the opportunity to participate in theirs. Alexandria is going to have its own. Lafayette's going to have its own. Lake Charles is going to have its own. Monroe's going to have its own. New Orleans is doing a second line. They're doing a second line all the way to the City Hall steps. Because only New Orleans can do that.
Yeah.
you got to get the people to pay attention somewhere, somehow.
Yeah.
And Shreveport is going to be one of the cities that we're going to be working closely with. So you guys are going to see, if you guys can participate, you'll get to meet and get to know the people from Shreveport. And they'll be coming down and helping us, and we'll be going up there to help them. And that's just how it's going to be, because what you guys saw on a smaller scale with Arthur F. Smith and the teachers and the students, and what you guys are going to start seeing is that people are going to start getting organized statewide. And then we're going to be a real problem.
Real
problem now. But on a state scale, where you've got people organized in each city, in each major city in Louisiana, you guys are going to start seeing a lot of problems.
Yeah.
And it's not going to be our problem, it's going to be your problem.
You know what? This is off the subject, but this is staying in the back of my mind, man.
Go ahead,
and
mind,
I gotta say something. Chicago, you see that lady won that race, right?
Right.
That black lady won the race.
Mm-hmm.
Of mayor, Connor, and then they stand up there with her wife and stuff like that.
That was a different agenda. That was, and I got a whole conspiracy theory about that too.
You know,
but go ahead.
I don't think. say, man, there's certain things that need to be done in the public and certain things that don't need to be done in the public. That right there, man, was, if the lady won, she won. Okay. But when you start to, once you get A, B, C, D, B up, people, understand what I'm going to say. And y'all take it wrong, I'm sorry. But in the Bible, it says a man and a woman. It don't say a man is a man. So now here's the deal. When you do one thing, you got to change a whole lot of meanings to a whole lot of words. You can't say that a marriage is between a man and a woman no more. It's a union between two people.
Yeah, it's two people. You better recognize.
So a family don't mean a mama and a daddy no more. It's two people.
Just two people.
Yeah, two people.
There's
a lot of stuff. Yeah. And, you know, man, that's been on the back of my mind. I heard that. And then they link it up. Like, once again, they link it up with the NACAA, whatever them dudes is.
The NCAA?
They link them up with them. Yeah. And then you got that. You can't do that. There's grease and water and it don't mix. But they got their agenda and they doing it. And no, I had all I had to say about that. That built my mind puzzling me for a while, man. And what's going to happen is it's going to emasculate all the black men.
What do you think the plan is, brother? Do you think the plan is to empower a black man, the single most dangerous individual in the whole entire universe? Oh no, we got to make sure you got no good examples. We're going to take Obama, right? Regardless of what Obama did or didn't do in office, you know what it was that he did do? He provided people with a beacon, especially black men, with some type of beacon of hope that we can do something in life besides shoot ball or what else do? Sell dope, be rappers, you know. We can get into politics, could even be president. That's what I think Obama did. And regardless of what he did or didn't do, I think it kind of showed everybody that black people can do more than, what we've been stereotyped to do.
Yeah.
Now, you want to take it back a notch, let's go ahead and throw. And you know what the real minority is? Interracial. Interracial couples that are also homosexual. That is a demographic that you guys do not understand the dynamics of that demographic. You don't. They've got it pushed all on. I'm over here. Well, I can't say where I'm at, but I'm keeping my grandmother entertained and keeping the company, and we got the cable, right, where you can do on demand, you can watch whatever you want to watch. I've been watching the commercials for a Fox show called 911. It's got Angela Bassett in it. You had me sold at Angela Bassett. Well, I actually get to watch in the very first episode, we got an interracial lesbian couple. And mind you, I don't have nothing against nobody. I'm just saying what the dynamic is. So you got the interracial couple, lesbian couple. The show is designed for you to immediately side with anything that she says, whether it's right or wrong. We're being played a game with. It's a psychological game. They're playing with us. And you're immediately meant to feel bad or feel as if you're endeared to this interracial couple. And then it goes to a broader picture of this woman that's in Chicago, which, by the way, the homosexual, the gay agenda, the ABCD, LGR, PPL1 people, they have an agenda all their own. And once you recognize that, or once you see that for what it really is, you know, it doesn't completely agree with the black agenda. There's some parts where I feel like when we talk about the black agenda, other people listen not to help us, but to capitalize off of certain points where they feel that we're weak at. And what they feel that we're weak at is that black people, especially black men, who can lead up this black agenda, who can push this black agenda, who have and are and will be pushing this black agenda. The more that we can discredit them and emasculate them, the less effective this black agenda will be. So there's a whole campaign against the black man. And nobody wants to talk about it because we're not supposed to talk about it. But as you know, my Facebook page says and does whatever I want it to. And I've been saying a lot of whatever I want to say, and I don't care who don't like it because everybody's entitled to their own opinion. My opinion is if you really want to make an effective black agenda, the only way you can do that is with self-assured black men. You can only push that with the black male archetype in the family, and that's being productive within his home, within his community, the Nipsey Hussles of our neighborhoods, the neighborhood Nips, as they call them. Now, that's a new phrase, neighborhood Nip. But those are the people that are most effective within the black agenda, and you see what they did to him. That's how effective he was. So just keep that in mind, folks. I'm not rambling. Just keep that in mind.
Now, see, I agree with that, right? Exactly what you just said. That's what I agree with because, see, they're the only ones that's going to make the black agenda really work because they in the neighborhood. You see, you know, Jesse Jackson in the neighborhood, so Jesse Jackson, we don't know what the hell going on.
Al Sharpton went on a black agenda. Him or Al Sharpton, either one of them niggas is welcome.
You see, so they don't really know what's going on, you see, because, you know, they got, you
know
they got
stuff. They just profiting off of it.
Yeah, they can't speak on it, you know what I'm saying? So they hands are tied by the money that is given to them by Donald Trump, so they not saying nothing. You see, so it's something, like I say, the guys like Nipsey is the one who's going to make this agenda really work and, you know, really stay, you know, yes, we lost one.
Ain't
it?
That's what we're talking about, sustainability.
Yeah.
Every movement needs sustainability. Sustainability,
yeah.
Sustainability. Let me tell you about the LGBTQ. Do you know why they're so successful and why they've made so much headway? Because they sustain it.
Yeah, they got long money. See,
they got
long
way.
Yeah. You know, I mean, we lost the soldier, but next man up, you know. Next man up with this was an agenda to show black kids that there's a better way of life than this gangbanging. You know, show them they can own anything if they just put their mind to it.
Well,
now,
you know, they and me and Mom, we've been researching Tupac. I don't know how this came across my YouTube video viewing list, but we came across this set of videos. If you guys want to watch them, I'll probably post them to Universal Collective Network. But there's a set of videos that talk about what Tupac really was and who he really was and how the person Tupac Shakur never really existed, but that's a different story. Nipsey, because of his efforts and because of his influence, can be viewed as on the same level as a MLK or as a Malcolm X. He did everything humbly and quietly. You didn't hear about him bragging about everything he was doing, but once you really step back and look at the type of influence he had, he bought up a whole entire city block. He bought the block he used to hustle at. You can't even get some of our black people to buy the corner store or to put their money together to come up with a way to provide better services to a neighborhood store that their mom frequents, that their grandmother frequents, that their sisters and brothers, that the people in the community frequent. We rather invest in other people's families. Like the A-Rap, like the owners of Food Mart, we would invest deeply into their whatever it is they got, and
I said this the other night. I think I said it out loud. I wasn't on the air. I said this the other night. You know, that man had $340,000 in cash at his house. He had did $1.5 million in DVD transfers.
Cash.
He had opened up a Medicaid transport service right there, all in the black neighborhood. And you're going to sit there and tell me that there's no money for a tax base? Do you imagine what if that man had been paying into the tax bases of that community that his store was in? Arthur Medley wouldn't have been Keith Kenneth Basil, Basil, what it, well, let me scroll up and see what this sucker name is. Kenneth Basil, Beelzebub, he wouldn't have been able to even argue with nobody about how much anything cost, because we would have had X amount of dollars coming in from Food Mart because they were contributing to the tax base.
Yep.
But they weren't. They was hoarding the money, and God knows that it was paying off. Because you can't just do that. I'm telling people, organized crime is called organized crime for a reason. Criminal activity is organized. That means they got people, all the bases are covered. And y'all are really, really, I don't like to call my people stupid, but you're really, really ignorant if you think that those people didn't have all their bases covered.
Or naive.
The only reason that they got exposed is because somebody that used to cover that base couldn't cover that base anymore.
Hmm.
You guys can make out that what you want.
You got to tell them. See,
I ain't gonna tell them. I'm not gonna tell them. Y'all know. Y'all know. As soon as election season came around, the Chinese ladies was the first to go. He wasn't even out of office yet. For the same charges: money laundering, racketeering.
Yep.
So now that he's been out deposed since January, February, March, hell, 3 months later, somebody else gets busted. Money laundering, racketeering.
Yeah.
Organized crime right here in Alexandria. And we got to argue with assholes and this one asshole on the school board about whether or not we got mildew and mold in a school where our kids go to and where our families teach at and where we're trying to turn out the next generation of great people from Alexandria.
Well, I mean, either that or we just put them all in medicine and ship them to the jailhouse.
You know, yeah, they're going to head for the jailhouse anyway. That's how they're good for it.
Yeah, you know, we just get all the kids on medicine.
Yeah, he got ADHD. But this one, he's got other problems. He's got behavioral issues.
Yeah.
And I Alexandria in particular, I hope y'all are listening to what I'm saying. I hope there's an opportunity, and I'll put this on, I hope there's an opportunity for y'all to bring up the largest lawsuit ever seen in the state of Louisiana. Because you try to take those kids' lives away. You try to take those teachers' livelihoods away. And instead of fixing the problem, you'd rather destroy the school. Where's the logic in that? Beelzebub, Beazel, Bethel.
You ain't got no choice but to go to work. That's the time to tell them. You ain't got no choice but to go to work. Go to work or you sit there at home.
You don't have an option.
Yeah.
And I admire those teachers. I admire those teachers. Those teachers had my heart yesterday. Any of the staff, Arthur Smith, y'all got my unconditional love. Any of you students over there, Arthur Smith, y'all got my – that whole neighborhood over there has got my love. I'm truly invested in the lower third area, all the way down to Acadian Village, all the way down to where you can go to the casino from the back.
It's a shame that it had to come to that. That's what's so misunderstanding about it.
That was part about it.
Yeah. It's a shame it had to come to that part. Why you had to come way down to that? You know, it wouldn't have took all this to build one heart. You know,
it was this wouldn't happen at Menard. This wouldn't happen at Ash. This wouldn't have happened at Pineville.
Yeah.
This wouldn't have happened. I mean, let's face that, folks. This wouldn't have took place at Brain.
Yeah.
This wouldn't have took place at Nachman. This wouldn't have took place nowhere else in the whole entire Rapides Parish. And the first thing that we would rather do is, in order to fix the problem, destroy the school. And by the way, I went on KLAB's website or on their Facebook, because you know I love KLAB and all their top-notch crack reporting. And you know that they struggle with remaining unbiased. At least their contingency, which is their little fan page, their fanboys. They struggle with remaining unbiased. One guy who doesn't even live here, by the way, he said that. Hold on, let me get down to this. He said that to tear it down, abandon the school because it's too expensive to fix it. And then he goes on to say also. He goes on to say also that 7 arrests made in Louisiana for child exploitation. Wow. Registered sex offender have been arrested for child exploitation. Every one of them are not us except for one. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. 7 people. 6 out of the 7 are not us, if you catch my drift.
You know,
we still Kayla Giles got the lady that shot her husband in the Walmart parking lot. That's still a top story. You know, man, it's just so much bullshit. That's the only thing I can say. So much bullshit.
Well, they wanted to be that. You know, they wanted to be misunderstanding. See what they thought and what they gonna have. Is misunderstanding among black folks in that school board office. That's what they thought they were going to have. You see.
I think they anticipate that. Really true, but I believe that.
Yeah. Yeah, that's what they were going to have. You see.
I'm really trying to find, I'm trying to find this one part. Because what he, oh, look at there. Page transparency. Facebook is showing information to help you better understand the purpose of a page. See, actually, oh yeah, okay. They added a new event. You guys, and I don't, like I said, I don't mind anybody. I don't think anything is wrong with people participating in things that happen in the city. Like I really applaud you guys. You know, because at least the city is engaging the people now. At one point that it didn't used to. So for that I'm very thankful. But don't paint that barn red just yet. A little bit more work. A little bit more work to be done. A lot of things that we hadn't finished. I found an article with the post where I'm looking for it. It says Arthur F. Smith will stay open. The future of Arthur F. Smith Middle Magnet was in the Rapides Parish. You're going to close a magnet school in a black neighborhood. That's devious. That's devious. So here's my comment. Who voted against it? We can make sure they won't be there to vote again. Walker Road I can't even remember where he lives at. Oh, here he goes. Works at Hadco, San Mina. I don't even know. He doesn't live here. I said, he says more than likely the lone board member who voted against it may be an honest person. And Walker Road and Garrett Brown, they both agreed on that statement. Then Ms. Brittany Vinson, which I would like to invite her to the stroke. But Ms. Brittany Vinson, who actually lives in Alexandria, she said, Walker Road, but did he ask you? This has nothing to do with honesty. If these issues were tended to when they arose, this wouldn't be a topic of discussion. Oh, he's from, you're in Lewisburg, and she told him to stay in his lane. So, yeah. So, said it. Then, yeah, so there's people that are completely agreeing with that. Walker Road responds with, there's not enough money in Rapides Parish to fix this. Abandon the building and destroy it. Build another. When building another, make sure a contractor does it correctly. You must understand crooked-ass school board and shady contractors are like birds of a feather.
Well, you know, it's like this here. Basically, we don't give a damn about you people. Tell your schools down.
Can you break that down for me? I need somebody to black explain that to me.
You see, we don't give a damn about you people. We're trying to close the school down anyway. So what we're going to do is we're going to close the school down for an amount of time, and y'all going to forget that we had intention of opening back up, and y'all kids going to be a Peabody like we want to be anyway.
And you guys will be happy with it.
Yeah. You see, that's how that go right there.
Oh, okay. I needed somebody to explain that to me.
Yeah. And you see, what it is if Jones Street's closed down a while and then people forget about it, and you know, guess what? They're going to leave it alone. And all the kids be an ass. So, I mean, not an ass to anybody. Like they want it anyway. Remember, that's what's going on.
That is ridiculous. And
yeah.
I don't even see the issue. Move the money around. If it was really a fiscal thing, find the money to fix that school. That's what the hell you were elected to do.
Well,
find a damn solution. Not vote against it and make sure that the school closes. And then you made your vote loud and proud because you were the one person that said close the school. So we know what you want. We know what they say. We know what times you want.
Yeah.
We know what your clock say. So, yeah. If you guys really, 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 really care about Louisiana and more than just your neighborhood, get involved. Get involved. Get involved, y'all. Y'all did very, very well. I'm so proud. I said my black people are organizing all over the place. All over the place they're organizing. And they're getting it together and they're doing it right. And then I don't know if you heard about what one of the gentlemen said. Come June, they're going to hold a rally in Cali. There's going to be a rally in Cali in the name of Mr. Nipsey Hussle. And it's going to be a call to cease and desist all gang beefs. They're going to shut down gang beefs. That's what the bigger picture was, actually. That's really the reason why they killed him. They could care less about the Dr. CB documentary. You're taking away the one thing that we have on everybody as far as us being being oppressors. The one thing that we got over everybody is the fact that we could play them against each other. But when you can't play them against each other, you've taken away our whole entire everything. So, no, we don't need you guys in peace. We need you guys beefing with each other.
Yeah, we want to be. Yeah, that's what we need.
Yeah, that's what helps us the most. The guy that actually did the shooting was gang affiliated. He was in the gang. His gang name was Shitty Cuz. And mom, excuse me for saying that on the air, but that's his street name, Shitty Cuz. And Shitty Cuz had the thing, I think what started the incident or what started the chain of events was the fact that Nipsey actually approached a gentleman about recently getting out and that there was a rumor going around that he was a snitch and a rat, and the dude felt disrespected, so he came back and Shitty Cuz shot Nipsey Hussle. Now,
yeah.
When you talk about being a rat. Let's talk about black people name ended up on paperwork to prosecute and harm and do bad to other black people. When you talk about being a rat and being a snitch, a lot of times these snitches be lying.
Yeah.
You're dealing with people. You're dealing with a type of people with no moral character fiber. You weren't raised on any good ethics of you do the time or you do the crime, you do the time. You weren't raised like that. You were raised on get it how you live and better you than me. And that's what happens. You get people like Shitty Cuz who decided to. And then, you know, the interesting thing is, why would, out of all things, okay, so Nipsey approaches the gentleman and he tells him, you know, word out on the street is you're a rat. And you felt disrespected by that?
Yeah, you got other stuff I can feel disrespected by. But now you got also take in mind that, remember those black masks that people be buying? They say you can buy them now that look just like black men?
Man, the black body suits.
Yeah.
Let me see if I can pull that up, because people need to see that. I don't know if anybody's seen those yet, but you guys need to see what they're doing as white people in black disguises. Go ahead and tell them about it, please, sir.
Just a second. I'm going to
find a video.
We'll see.
Oh, it says black mask. Black mask. I don't know. What would be a good search title to find a video on that? Black mask. Disguise. Yeah, I'll say disguise. We'll see. Yeah, disguise. And you might, you guys won't be able to hear it, but there it goes. And then there was a guy. There was a guy in Las Vegas that dressed up as a black man and tried to. He got killed, of course, but he got. He tried to look at this. You guys, if you guys are watching the live right now, look at what they can do.
Yeah.
This is horrible. And commit a crime. Commit a complete crime. As a black person.
And you know, then what about it? They might really look like somebody. Then you got problems.
Well, yeah, these masks can look like anybody.
Yeah.
It looks realistic. This is ridiculous. With the hair and all. This is craziness. Look at what they're trying to do, black people. Look at what they can do. Look at what they are doing. I believe this is what's being used in Chicago.
Yes, thank you. Thank you.
This is what they're doing in Chicago. They're dressing up as black people. They're doing these crimes. And they're shooting and killing our people at a rate that you would not understand. And they're getting away with it. And then when people go to give the description, they're going to say it was a black guy wearing sunglasses.
Yep.
That's craziness.
You see, so, you know, I mean, you know, we never know. So
that goes, you know, I'm gonna wrap the show up here. But that goes back to what I was saying about Fade to Black. You never know.
If I could say something, before Rapper Shula, we lost a very important young lady the other day.
by the name of Asante Thornton. She was like a sister to me. Very important to a lot of people. Very, very important lady. She had no enemies that I knew of, because if she had one, I would have knew about it, because I didn't even talk to her.
That's the type of love we need, man. That's the type of love we need.
Yeah. Yeah, you know, hey, she had no enemies, because if she had one, I would have
knew
to
about
her. Yeah, I had to go talk to her. Why you got a problem with her? But she passed only yesterday. And, you know, they say guys can't have friends, you know, that you can't be sexual with. I don't know if she's a man or a woman, you know, that part. You know, I know she's a woman, but what I'm saying is, you know, she was my friend. She was my friend. She was a lot of people's friend. And
yeah, I saw that. I saw it on my timeline, and I saw the amount of love, and I wasn't going to be able to speak on it from a personal standpoint, but I'm glad you brought that to light. And, you know, we're losing our people left and right, you know.
Yeah.
And we really be more together, because I believe the people that have passed would love to see this. They'd love to see this.
Yeah, and, you know, there's nothing wrong with telling nobody that you care about them while they're living. You know what I mean? Like I say, that's all I have to say about it. I have too much to say, and I don't have time. You know, I want to cuss and fuss with God, but I got to let him do his work. You know, I got to let him do his work. Man,
yeah.
I don't want to cuss and fuss and make excuses, but I got to let him do it, what he got to do. But, you know, people, just take care of yourself. Yeah, just take care of yourself. Everything will be all right.
Everything's going to be all right.
Yeah, well, y'all have a good night. I'm going to go on. I've got a long ride here today.
You know what? I want to thank the truck driver for holding it down with me, because I was going to have to do this by myself.
Well, see, you got to understand, see, the truck driver got to. This the little sanity in my life that I got. Man, I be on the phone every day calling, make sure y'all coming on.
And I hate not coming home. I hate the days when there's just so much to do, but we got family issues. We got businesses that we got in the front. We trying to be involved in the community. And it's just everything overlaps. We get out of meetings at 8:39 when we're supposed to be going on the air. And most of the time, two old ladies be with us. For the most part. So they know everything we need to talk about. So I'm kind of sad they didn't call in. But I'm going to try to pull this off again tomorrow and try to make some type of provision so Mom can call in, because it's really, she really the heart and soul of this show. But,
Mom. You got to get that flip phone.
$9.
Huh? So, get a little flip phone for $9 so you can call in.
Right now, she's doing some more work. She's in Baton Rouge with the Mid-State Housing Alliance, and that's a new group here that they're going to be doing a lot of work here. So, we had a huge meeting the other night at Mount Calvary. I want to say, I think it was Mount Calvary. Huge meeting. Talking about city officials, school board members, all kind of stuff. It was great to see all of those faces. And it was great to get the information that we got, but the very next day she had to get to Baton Rouge, and we're doing the work of the people. We trying, y'all. We really trying. We not in everybody's videos, and we not on everybody's radio stations, but it don't matter. It's not about none of that. It's about the results. So we glad to be a part of it. Very glad to be a part of it. I'm glad for the information that you come with. I'm glad for the information that two old ladies come with. I'm glad for all this. I'm very, very happy. I'm in a happy space right now. But I do want to send my condolences to their family and the friends. And, you know, y'all hold on to y'all love. Let's give them their flowers while they're still here.
All right, y'all. Take it easy that way now.
All righty now.
All right.
I don't know how we did it, but we did it. I don't got now.
I don't have none of our professional grade equipment. And